Our story from the gospel today is often called the story of the rich young man. The other gospels let us know that this man who Mark says ran up is actually a young man. It's for that reason that I'd like to tonight address this homily especially to all those young people who join with us tonight. I think in this young man, we're meant to see certainly all of us, and not just the young people, but certainly all of us here today, have something in common with this rich young man. First of all, we see that the qualities of this young man are really outstanding. First of all, the most obvious one is that he is looking for eternal life. I don't know about how many of you young people get up each day, and if someone were to ask you, what is most important to you today, or what do you most wish for? You know, probably a lot of kids would say, well, I want a video game, or I want some money to go buy something, or I want this or that material thing. This kid, when Jesus asks him, you know, what do you want? He's like, I want eternal life. Good teacher, what must I do to have eternal life? That is a pretty amazing statement right there. So notice that we're dealing with someone who's good. This is a good kid. Jesus says, in answer to his question, you know the commandments. Shalt not kill, shalt not commit adultery. Goes through several of the commandments. And even more astonishingly, this kid says to Jesus, yeah, I got that. Done all those. Check, 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 check. That's pretty astounding. How many of us today, if Jesus asked us, you know, hey, keep the commandments, would we be able to say, yeah, done it, got those, what next? You know, most of us are going to spend our whole lives trying to perfect just keeping the Ten Commandments. But to his credit, this young man says, yep, I've got that. And Jesus doesn't refute him. He probably believes him. But Jesus says something very important then to this already pretty holy young man. He says, there is one thing that you lack. And I would imagine at this point that the youth would get really excited. After all, if he's truly intent on getting eternal life, he seems to know that there's still something missing. And Jesus has the answer. He says, I know what you're missing. There's one thing that you lack. With great anticipation, I'm sure this young man looked forward to hearing what Jesus would have to say. But Jesus says something that apparently was unexpected to him, because he says, go, sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then he says something astounding. Then come and follow me. Come, follow me. This is the greatest moment in this young man's life. This is the day that God had been preparing him for from before he was conceived. Today was the day he meets Jesus, and Jesus calls him, come, follow me. You think of all the crowds that surrounded Jesus throughout his ministry. Everybody wanted to be near Jesus, to follow Jesus. They looked with envy at the 12 apostles who got to spend all that time. People we know from the other scriptures run up to Jesus and say, Jesus, I will follow you everywhere. And Jesus says, no, not you. I want you to go back to your parents, back to your home. It's not for you to come and follow me as an apostle. But this young man gets the call. Jesus says, I choose you. Follow me. The greatest moment in his young life. But then we read the sad unraveling. Rather than joy at having received the answer to his question, joy at having been called, think he would have been the 13th apostle. But instead, the scriptures give us what to me was always one of the saddest verses in all scripture. At that statement, his face fell and he went away sad. Imagine meeting Jesus, having him call you, and going away sad. This gospel passage always haunted me when I was a young person. I did not want to be this rich young man that encountered Jesus and then didn't have the courage to do what he asked and so would go away sad. Obviously, this rich young man had something built up in his mind that if he got rid of his possessions, that he would be sad. But notice what Jesus promises. No one who gives up anything for the sake of Jesus loses anything. Rather, we gain. No one gives up houses or fathers or mothers or children or lands or any of those things without receiving 100 times more, not in some distant future, not we give up lots of stuff now and later in heaven we'll be happy. Jesus says, no, right now you will receive 100 times more. No one will ever outdo God in generosity. It was that thought ultimately that led me to take what is kind of a scary step to say yes to a call to the priesthood. It is scary sometimes to say yes to God and big things that he asks of us. But I would just tell all you young people here, especially if you feel the questions that this young man has, if you're wondering what is life all about, what do I need to do to be happy? Jesus has the answer. He is the good teacher. He will not be outdone in generosity. Now, we might not all struggle with wealth and possessions as this rich young man did. But I think Jesus would rightly say to all of us, if we listen, you are lacking in one thing. Some of us, many more than just one thing. But if our heart is set on heaven, if we truly are trying to keep the commandments, then Jesus will come to us as surely as he did this young man. And he's going to say to us the beautiful words that he said here, come, follow me. But we've got to detach ourselves from whatever thing that is that separates us from God, whether it's past hurt, envy, jealousy, unforgiveness, anger at God over some tragedy from our past, guilt from our own sin, a feeling of unworthiness, of not being loved. Whatever it is that is the one thing that we lack, we've got to hear Jesus say, sell it, get rid of it, and then come, follow me. I pray tonight that none of us would go away sad from this encounter with Jesus. Jesus calls us to great intimacy with him. He loves us. He wants us to be one of his chosen band. Here tonight, Jesus saying to you, the beautiful words that he says to this rich young man, Jesus, to all of us tonight, says, come, follow me. May we have the grace to say yes, to leave everything and enter into the joy that comes from following Jesus right now and inherit eternal life in the age to come.